Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Overtime Sports Show. Mike Wood, and might as well say Mike and Linda, coming to you live from the City of Medicine, Durham, North Carolina, on this, the 31st and very last day of May 2016. Well, I hope you had a great Memorial Day. It was nice and rainy here, but still got a chance to get out and celebrate exactly what Memorial Day was for, and that's what we need to remember, our fallen soldiers and comrades who fought for our country, our freedom to allow a blowhard like me to be on a, be on a program like this and express my views. Well, tonight, we have a special guest. Straight from Charlotte, North Carolina, we have one of the, I like to call the icons in basketball, and that's head basketball coach at Johnson & Wales University, Trudy Alacy. She's an ACC legend. She's been around basketball, and I hate to say forever because it seems like it's dating her, but she's been around forever. She's accomplished some great things, and it's an honor to have her here tonight on the Overtime Sports Show. Good evening, Coach. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, and thank you so much for having me. The honor is mine.
Well, thank you so much. I tell you, of course, everyone knows I broadcast for North Carolina Central University, and we came down, the women's team, and we came down and played you guys last season, and the Eagles came out on top of the game, but there's one thing that stuck in my mind more than anything else was the way that your kids continued to fight. I mean, they were down 20. They came back and cut it to 6. It went up to 8. They cut it to 4. Everybody's sitting there with, you know, nervous and jumping around. And your kids never, ever, ever, I mean, to the final buzzer, gave up. And your program, you started out there. It's probably been a long haul to do what you've done. But explain to our listening audience, like, your philosophy about basketball. I mean, you've done several things. You've seen, I mean, you went through the early years in the ACC where you were the first African-American female to get a four-year scholarship at North Carolina State, which in itself was an amazing feat because I know young people don't realize it, but a while back things were a little bit different than they are now. So explain your philosophy and what you how do you put that fight in your young ladies?
Well, you know, I approach basketball just like I approach life, that you should strive for excellence in everything that you do. You should be respectful and care about others. And so in our program, we focus on team first and just really to develop the perseverance and the persistence that it takes to be successful. So, you know, what you're describing about our team is really what we call grit, that we have a passion for what we do. We persevere no matter what, and we fight to the end. And I think that's exactly what you were describing.
Yeah, I mean, I was just so impressed. I told you when we talked earlier off the air just how impressed I was with, you know, we were a bigger team, but it's not necessarily, and I hate when people put teams in different divisions, like Division III, Division II, Division I. I don't think that really has anything to do with it. I think the bottom line is this. You're putting five people on the court, each side is. Who's got the will to win? I don't care. That's why we have David and Goliath, you know? I mean, David
yeah.
wasn't supposed to win, but he did. I mean, he did. He won. He won the battle. So, I mean, it's like what is inside of you is what triggers the excellence and the perseverance to win, because that's what it is. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You have to be patient. You have to run, participate in the process, and then, you know, at the end of the process, hopefully you come out on top. Well, you started a program there at Johnson & Wales with the Wildcats, and what's the difficulties in like, basically starting to bring in kids and start a program, like, from the beginning?
Well, it has its challenges, obviously, but it's also very exciting. Most programs have already, you know, been established across the country, you know, the Connecticuts, the South Carolinas, what Coach Al was able to do with the NC State. So to have an opportunity to start a program, it's it's a blessing, and you know, you have the opportunity to create it from the ground up, and instill in the players the core values that you would like to see. So it, you know, it has its challenges, but it's also very, very, very exciting.
Yeah, another thing I noticed too that really impressed me was the amount of fan support that you have. I mean, the gym basically was full. And, I mean, they were really loud from beginning to end. Talk about what it means to the team and to you, the organization, the school, to have that alumni and student and fan support.
Well, you know, Johnson & Wales University, it's a great university. I mean, the one thing that I love about Johnson & Wales that, you know, we have an integrative approach. You know, everybody's welcome. And our university just embraces that. And so, you know, we do a very, very good job of supporting each other. You know, our teams support each other. Our students support our athletes. You know, we have, you know, various events that we do together. Our staff and administration is very much involved. And you know, I always tell people it's like a hidden gem here. It's such a special place. And you know, we just want people to know about us and to come here and be able to experience it for themselves.
I tell you, everybody was so nice and accommodating. It was unbelievable just how nice everyone was. And I tell you, from a personal experience, I really enjoyed my experience there. It was something that you just don't see. It's almost like, and I know I say this a lot on the show, but it's almost like old school. Okay, we come mm-hmm. in and we compete against each other, but we don't hate each other. We're just playing a game. And to be honest with you, whether you're a team coming in, a fan sitting in the stands, you're coaching against that team, all the kids belong to us. You know what I'm saying? So we want to see all the kids. Yeah, we want our team to win. Don't get me wrong. But we want to see all the kids do okay. Nobody get hurt. Everybody play fair, and let's go home. I mean, that's exactly what we want to see. And you have that atmosphere there that just builds and builds, and it's just a really a wonderful place to be. Let's skip a little bit here and talk about your success in basketball. Like I said, you were at NC State. I mean, you're on the all ACC team. I mean, you set records over there. You basically, as we say, as the kids say, turned it out over at NC State, and then went on to be in the Olympics. Now, I got an idea of what it's like to play in college, but let's do this. Talk about how basketball has changed from the time that you played at NC State. I know that times were a little bit different until now. What is the evolution of basketball through NC State, through the Olympics? You're also in the WNBA. Just talk about that.
Well, you know, when I played at NC State, we also played at a very, very high level. You know, we competed nationally every year, ranked in the top five. So we competed at a very, very high level. And it was always, you know, my desire to compete as one of the best and be one of the best. And I think over the years, the growth of women's basketball has been that more players have gotten that opportunity to develop their skills and just really be able to show their true athleticism. So the skill level of the players has certainly improved and increased over the years, the overall athleticism and the overall strength. Obviously, the ladies now, they get quite a bit more exposure, you know, through ESPN, or like you said, through the Olympic Games, the World Championships, the WNBA. So this exposure has increased greatly. But also, I just think, you know, because young girls are introduced to the game at such a young age that they're able to really develop their skill set at a very high level. And that's really probably the difference in the game right now, the exposure, the athleticism, and just the increased skill level.
Yeah, and another thing that seems to be really popping up in the men's game as well as the women's game is the emergence of the international player. They're bringing different skill sets from around the world, bringing them to, quote, our game here, and kind of changing it just a little bit. What do you see as the role of the international player, and have they, as I have, I guess I've seen, have they changed the game slightly here in America?
I would say that they have, in a good way. You know, European basketball, they teach all of their players the fundamentals to shoot from the outside, to handle the ball, to pass, to set screens, dribble handoffs. So they come as complete players, and where you know, for a lot of our players, you know, we play that position basketball. You want to have that big player in the middle. You want to have a power forward, a designated point guard. And so what the European basketball has been able to do is really expand what we have been able to do in the U.S. And so I think that it's been good for the game. So, you know, now we see a lot of bigger players, you know, able to shoot the three-point ball or handle the ball or make passes. And I think that's only good for the game.
All right. Well, Linda, you got some questions for her?
I do. How are you, Coach Lacey?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing fine. I do have one question. I know that you have an awesome, awesome staff. So tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, we were very fortunate to have Coach Ahman, Dylan Ahman, who has done a fantastic job recruiting for us. And he's the type of that person that everybody likes him. You know, everybody knows him, very, very friendly. Coach Jordan was able to come in this year and really help us develop our post game. And so it's like anything else. It's, you know, nothing great is accomplished alone. So you have to have excellent and very good people around you to have a successful program.
Coach, let's talk about this season, this upcoming season. Of course, basketball season is, people don't believe it, but basketball season is here. It's right around the corner. I'm sure you're doing your workouts now, because one thing about sports in the new millennium is it doesn't stop. You just continue to try to evolve and get better. What about your team coming up this year? How do you see them? Like last year, you know, you were like almost there. Once again, it's experience and going through the process and just learning how to play that basketball, whereas the players have got to learn, you know, what's coach wanting me to do? You know, instead of saying, what does coach want me to do, the mindset has to be, I got to do what coach wants. You know, I got to do it. It's got to be muscle memory. I have to do it, you know. So with this team coming up this year, what do you see as their strengths?
Well, we have a good core group coming back. And as you mentioned, the players are understanding more of what I want, and they're feeling more comfortable in the system, and we've been able to, you know, change our mindset a little bit and raise expectations. So, you know, they're coming into this season with a more championship mindset. And in addition to that, we've had outstanding recruiting season. You know, we added about 8 players, so we'll add some depth to our roster. And, you know, as you mentioned earlier, you know, we like to play up tempo. We like to press. We like to turn our opponent over and turn that defense into offense. And so with the depth that we've added this upcoming season, I think we're going to be able to do that more consistently.
Yeah, and also with the conference that you're in, you know, there's different divisions within your conference, so to speak. And it really isn't easy. I mean, you've got to climb some mountains to get to the promised land, so to speak. One thing, you're the new kid on the block, so you got to earn that respect within the conference. So that's a struggle in itself. But you have a lot of great teams in your conference that have been playing for a long, long time. Kind of expound on let people know about your conference.
Well, we do, and as you mentioned, you know, you mentioned the David and Goliath, and you know, right now we're the David, but we're believing that we're able to conquer. But You're right. There's some excellent teams, you know, within our conference and teams that can shoot the ball, you know, very, very well. You know, Warren Wilson was excellent three-point shooting team, as well as Montreat. You know, we played in a tournament this year, a couple tournaments, and played against Florida College, who was a nationally ranked team, very, very athletic. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us, and it's just like anything else. You can't take a night off. You got to be prepared every night. And, you know, that's what we're looking for, that consistency of performance night in and night out.
Now, I've asked this question of several coaches, of course, basketball coaches mostly, who have been on the show. There's always stuff swirling around about the I call it, it's not, to me, it's not a controversy, but it's like, you know, our young ladies and young men today play a lot of AAU basketball. And AAU is supposed to, like, you know, enhance your skills along with playing in, you know, their regular school or whatever school district they're in. Do you see AAU, and I'm not knocking AAU, I don't want to think anybody I'm knocking because I don't do that, but do you think that working in that environment for those kids to be in an environment really help them when they get to the collegiate level? Because I tell you, the collegiate level is a totally different animal. I remember the first time I ever got on a football field on the collegiate level in high school, when things happened in front of me, I could see it. I could stand back there. I could read it. I could react. In college, the first time they snapped that ball, I stood there and cried because I couldn't see nothing. Everything was moving so fast. I could tell what was going on.
Exactly.
I literally broke down and said, oh, my God, Coach, what am I going to do? And he told me, welcome to college, young man. So,
yeah, well, you named it, because the pace of the game is a lot faster. And as you can imagine, if, you know, at the WNBA levels, things happen even faster. So I think that is, you know, one of the biggest adjustments, you know, for players. But you mentioned AAU, and, you know, I think AAU has done a great job in terms of exposing more young girls, you know, to the game and giving them the opportunity to play and, you know, travel all the country and play. You know, but I'm old school. You know, I also think players need to get in the gym by themselves and work on their footwork, you know, pivots and the ball handling and being able to catch and shoot and just really perfect those fundamentals. And sometimes I think you get carried away with just playing, and the fundamentals are not worked on as much as they need to be.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually witnessed some AAU games where, I mean, the score at the end of the game, an AAU game, like 128-117. And I'm like, wait a minute. Did anybody anywhere play the defense? I mean,
right.
You can get a scholarship based on playing defense. Can you stop your opponent? Do you have the footwork? I know that when you get to me on a collegiate level, I might have to work on a few, you know, things in your game, because it's just a little different than playing against the kids on the block. But do you have that talent? What I'm seeing sometimes is the only thing they want to do is be Steph Curry and shoot the ball 40 times a game. But you got to think about defense first. Defense causes offense. Offense scores points. And that's what you need in order to win. But it's got to be done fundamentally sound. And that's what I love about the women's game, is that it's played on the floor, near the floor anyway. I've seen some dunks, which blew my mind, but it's played near the floor. And everything that you do has got to be fundamentally sound. You know, because you may not have that quickness. You know, it's got to be fundamentally sound.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I mean, I think, you know, John Wooden and, you know, the coaches back in the day, I mean, they taught the game the same way. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that makes the women's game special, the fact that the women are fundamentally sound, you know, play the game below the rim and play as a team. And, you know, I think that's the thing that makes our game strong, and it separates us, you know, because really, you know, the women's game and the men's game, it's a different game. In the style that's played, and I don't want to see women get away from, you know, the thing that has made women's basketball special, which is those fundamentals and that teamwork.
Yeah, I mean, I hear people all the time say, well, oh, my God, Brittany Griner just jammed the ball. Okay, that's cute. I like that. Okay, it's good for the game. It's entertainment when you get to a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
It's entertainment. But remember this. It's still only 2 points. So she scored two,
right.
But my team has scored 20. So I went 20-2. So, okay, score it. Jam the ball in. Be cute with it. But I'm still going to win the game because I'm fundamentally going to beat you to death. And that's how you win games. Well, Coach, to wrap things up, if I was a student athlete, and I wanted to come to Johnson Wells, okay, I know I'm coming there. One thing, like I say, we stress here on the Overtime Sports Show, education first. Nothing else matters. Education first. Then basketball is a privilege that you get for that education, for being successful in your education. Now, what would you tell a kid who wants to come to your school and is looking at your school? What can you offer them to make them first, you know, I just want to say a solid citizen?
Well, what we emphasize, as you mentioned, is first a quality education. I don't think any student would find a faculty or staff or administration that cares more about the student experience, and that's what we pride ourselves on. In addition to that, we have a great internship program where our students actually get that work experience that they can have when they go out into the real world and have a leg up on the competition. And I think in addition to that, we as you mentioned, we have a culture of students and staff here that generally care about our students, and we really do a great job of developing them as leaders and teach them how to give back to their community. We talked about the fact that we have a culture where, you know, everybody is accepted and everybody feels welcome. That is part of our compelling vision. And I really think it emulates the world. And, you know, we want to prepare our students to go out into the world to have a wonderful, successful life, but also be prepared to have a very positive impact on the world at large.
Well, Coach Lacey, thank you so much for appearing on the Overtime Sports Show. It has truly, and I mean truly, been an honor to have a legend on the airwaves here. And, you know, the best of luck to you this coming season. I know that your team will do fine. I know that, you know, they got the heart of a lion, or I should say the heart of a wildcat, right? The heart of a lion. And I know that you will do very well. I know that your program there is going to be very successful. And I know that whatever you touch turns to gold. So I can thank you so much, so very much for being on the Overtime Sports Show.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and go Wildcats.
All right. Take care, Coach.
You too. Take care. Thanks again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Coach Trudy Lacey, the head basketball coach at Johnson & Wales University in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we'll be back right after this with more right here on the Overtime Sports Show.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Overtime Sports Show with Mike Wood, coming to you live from the city of Medicine, Durham, North Carolina. And I want to thank once again Coach Trudy Lacey for appearing here on the Overtime Sports Show, a legend, an Olympic medalist, a World Games medalist, an All-ACC player, WNBA, you name it, she's done it. And she's right there at Johnson Wales University in Charlotte, North Carolina. Well, Linda, tomorrow night at 6:30 coming up, we have Mark Vanderslice. He's one of the hot young coaches in America right now. He's at University of South Carolina at Aiken. And he started out, he and I met at when he was at Lewisburg College in Lewisburg, North Carolina, and we worked very close together. And I told him then, after the first time I met him, I said, Coach, the sky is the limit. He's a great person, a great family man, and he knows the game of basketball. And I said, you're going to go no place, nowhere else in the world, but straight up like a rocket. And sure enough, he's on his climb. He's at Division II University of South Carolina, Aiken. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot better days ahead for Coach Vanderslice. And also, coming up, I think it's on June 21st, Linda, you're going to be interviewing Juanita Ferro once again. She's the author of The Common Good, and she's going to come in and talk to us about her book. And I'm sure as time gets closer, you'll have more information on that. But you can keep up with everything. You can go to my Twitter page at TheOvertime1410, Facebook, The Overtime Sports Show with Mike Wood, and also online, you can go to, on the internet, www.TheOvertimeSportsShow.weebly.com. And that will give you all the latest information about what's going on the Overtime Sports Show. So, Linda, hey, looking forward to tomorrow.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it as well.
And another thing, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, I know you didn't hear Linda a lot tonight, but she's going to be on a whole lot more. She's going to be doing a whole lot more solo shows here on the Overtime Sports Show. I'm telling you, you know, she came to me and she said, I want to get into radio. And I said, well, come on and get your feet wet. And she is, no, she didn't get her feet wet. She jumped in with all the clothes on. And she is really doing a fantastic job, and I appreciate all the support that you've been giving her through this show. We're going to support her all the way, and then pretty soon you're going to see on ESPN, and I'm going to say, look, I knew her when she was on
all
the
right.
show. Yeah, she is. Looking forward to that. Hey, it's going to come. It's going to happen. I'm telling you. I'm not wrong about these things. I just know. I feel I have that gut feeling. But thank you for being on the show today. And once again, we will be on tomorrow, Linda, 6:30, right here on the Overtime Sports Show. Ooh, choked up. And we're going to have Coach Mark Vanderslice, once again, University of South Carolina at Aiken. I mean, we got all kinds of special guests coming up here on the Overtime Sports Show. Can't wait to bring them to you. So you come back tomorrow, 6:30, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Goodbye, everybody. We never run.